What's up, everybody? This is Jalen Short, aka Head Honcho, and I am back with another episode of the Head Honcho Sports Podcast. In today's episode, guys, we have the playoff preview. I tweeted about it a couple days ago. It's going to be a great episode. We're going to run through the Eastern and Western conferences. We're going to talk about which teams are capable of making an NBA Finals run. We're going to talk about our sleeper teams. We're going to talk about some guys that need to perform. And we're going to talk about some guys that have a lot of pressure on them to perform. You know, guys like Nikola Jokic, guys, you know, that have been in the, I would say, in the moment, you know, making it to a certain point and not getting over that hump. We want to talk about some of those guys. It's going to be a great episode for sure. And, you know, just the playoffs in general, it's that time of the year, guys. The playoffs in general, I get very excited talking about it. It's very, very interesting to me. The NBA, man, is just, it can go either team's way any given night. So that's why I enjoy talking about this. I enjoy this time of the year, talking about the top teams, talking about the sleeper teams as well. But let's get right into it. I'm going to start with the more interesting conference, in my opinion, the Western Conference. We're going to save the first seed and the second seed for last because we don't know who's going to be playing the Denver Nuggets in the first seed and the Memphis Grizzlies as the second seed. The play-in tonight, Atlanta plays Miami, and the Lakers play the Timberwolves. The winner of both series get the seventh seed. In the East, the second seed is the Boston Celtics. So I would presume Miami will win that series. I think Miami's the better team. So Miami and Boston in the first round, and then that 7-8 matchup between the Lakers and the Timberwolves, either one would go up against the Memphis Grizzlies, and I obviously think the Lakers are going to win that game. With the Timberwolves just being, you know, I just don't think they have enough to beat the LA Lakers. So we're gonna save the first and the second seeds for last, and we're gonna talk about the 4-5 and 3-6 matchup in each conference first. Starting with the West, like I said, I want to start with the third seed and the sixth seed, the 3-6 matchup between the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. This matchup, man, it's going to be very, very interesting, man. You have two great offenses. The Sacramento Kings have the best offense in the league this year. Two great, great offenses. They get out and run. They perform well because of the space that they create. On Golden State side, you have Stephen Curry, obviously, Klay Thompson. Those two guys, Jordan Poole as well. Those three guys, I mean, they work. They do wonders in space. And that's what their offense is predicated off of, is just space, screens, always moving. Everybody's interchangeable. You know, so with that and the other side, with the Sacramento Kings being a young team, like a running gun team, Mike Brown's done a tremendous job. He's my coach of the year. For this season, I don't think it's even close. No one has, you know, coached as well as Mike Brown, in my opinion, this season. He's done a great job. Malik Monk, De'Aaron Fox, Domantas Sabonis. I mean, Keegan Murray, when he does what he can, you know, it's the Sacramento Kings are a solid, solid team. They definitely are. With De'Aaron Fox leading the charge offensively. So, like I said, it's going to be a very, very interesting matchup. I do believe, you know, I don't know, man, because on one side you have an inexperienced ball club, you have an inexperienced Sacramento Kings team. However, they can get buckets, you know, and the game is about a bucket for sure. So you have that on one side, and you have the defending champs on the other side. And when you have the defending champs in the first round and you're the higher seed, you would think that you have the upper leg. But with this Golden State Warriors team, with Steph Curry still playing at a high level, it's going to be very, very tough to knock the defending champs off, man. I really do believe so. And if they do it, I wouldn't be that surprised if the Kings do it. However, if the Warriors beat the Kings, I wouldn't be surprised either. It can go either way. I mean, I know that sounds a little cliche. I know I'm not giving my pick, but I mean, it's just very, very tough, man. The Kings have been playing great this season. I mean, great. You know, Sabonis could have been an MVP candidate, you know, outside of the top three with Jokic, Embiid, and Giannis. He's just been doing wonders for this team. Average 19 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists this season. De'Aaron Fox averaging 25 points. Malik Monk off the bench. And, you know, they have guys who can guard. They have 3-and-D guys. They have, you know, certain guys who can, you know, go out there and you know, just be like have an assignment, basically. You know, just go out there and say, hey, guard Steph Curry, or hey, guard Klay Thompson, or hey, you know, try to contain Jordan Poole. You know, they have guys like that. You know, and they match up very well. You know, especially with Kevin Huerter. He can, you know, hit some threes. He's more of a 3-and-D guy, I would say. He can guard, you know, the 2 and the 3. So, I mean, like I said, man, it's tough. It's really tough. But if I had to give a pick, if I absolutely had to, I can't go against the defending champs, man. I can't, even though they're the lower seed. And we're gonna I wanted to mention something about that as well. I'll just mention it right now. The Western Conference, man, it's anybody's, you know, it can go either way. Anyone's way. You know, like between the Phoenix Suns, LA Clippers, LA Lakers, Golden State Warriors, Memphis Grizzlies, Sacramento Kings, like Denver Nuggets, it can go anyone's way. All these teams are solid teams. And maybe even some would argue that the 4, 5, 6, and 7 seed teams are better than the 1, 2, and 3. You know, so that just goes to show you how much talent the Western Conference has. And obviously the Western Conference has underperformed this season, being that, you know, they weren't the best conference in the league this year, with only, you know, I believe only 2 or 3 teams having 50 wins in the Western Conference. But, you know, if I had to give my prediction, man, for this series, oh man, this is killing me. I want to say Warriors in 7. I want to say Warriors in 7. It's going to be a war up there in Northern California, man. It's going to be a war. I want to say Warriors in 7, but the Sacramento Kings, they just been playing great. Like I said, it wouldn't surprise me if either team won the series, but Golden State in 7, just because of their championship pedigree, they know how to win. They know what to do in certain situations. I do think that the Warriors take this series if I had to give a pick. But like I said, if either team won, I really wouldn't be surprised if either team won. I really wouldn't. But let's talk about the 4 or 5 seed. Phoenix Suns being 4th, Los Angeles Clippers being 5th. This is going to be a tremendous series. You know, even though Paul George is out, I wanted to see the Clippers at full strength and the Phoenix Suns at full strength, just so we can see how much star power is on the court. Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, DeAndre Ayton. On the other side, you have Russell Westbrook, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Norman Powell. You know, this series is going to be great. People are going to really see just the amount of just pure skill on display in the series. With Kevin Durant, obviously, and Kawhi Leonard being the 2 best players in the series, a lot of people are going to see what bucket getting really is, I would say. Because these 2 guys, man, they do it at the highest level. They're very, very efficient. They don't waste movements. Kawhi Leonard is like a robot out there, man. He gets to his spot, raises up, finishes at the rim. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is Kawhi Leonard, and Kevin Durant is going to be Kevin Durant for sure. You have to worry about Devin Booker as well. Devin Booker can go off 40 any game. So, I mean, when you take that into account, when you take the fact that Paul George isn't going to play, you know, maybe in the series at all, or maybe the first few games of the series, you have to take that into consideration, because that's an upper leg for the Phoenix Suns. But obviously Russell Westbrook will have to take on a bigger offensive role with Paul George being out, and the supporting cast as well. But like I said, man, the star power in this series is crazy. It's tremendous. I mean, this is going to be one of the best first round series, you know, that we've seen when it comes to just bucket getting and just pure scoring. The offensive displays are going to be on point, you know, I really do believe that. But with, you know, it's going to be an interesting situation as far as what the supporting cast can do. I do believe that the Clippers have a better supporting cast than the Phoenix Suns, with the Phoenix Suns trading away Cam Johnson, you know, guys like Royce O'Neal, guys like Mikal Bridges. I do think that the Clippers have a better supporting cast, but you know, the Phoenix Suns are just so top heavy, man. I mean, when you like the four players I've mentioned, Chris Paul is really going to give you that much offensively. He's going to, you know, as far as points, but he's going to definitely facilitate, definitely get guys in the right spots. Obviously, that's what he does. The Clippers have Bones Highland, Marcus Morris Sr., Terrence Mann, you know, Norman Powell, Robert Covington, Big Zubac in there, Nicholas Batum still giving you solid minutes, Mason Plumlee. I mean, this supporting cast for the Clippers is solid, man. It's really solid, and I do think that it's a better supporting cast than the Phoenix Suns, like I said. But, you know, with Landry Shamet, Cam Payne, you know, Terrence Ross, Josh Okogie. Josh Okogie is going to be a very, very key piece to that championship. If they make a championship run, he's going to be a very, very key piece. Definitely is. He's going to be their X factor for sure defensively. I'm not saying offensively. I'm saying defensively he's going to be their X factor, because Josh Okogie can definitely guard a lot of positions. He can guard a lot of guys. He can guard. He can get rebounds. You know, he can make it difficult on the opposing team's, you know, best scorer. So if I had to pick a team to win that series, I would have to say the Phoenix Suns. If Paul George was healthy, I would say the Clippers, obviously, but the Phoenix Suns are going to win this series because of Paul George not being there. It's when you lose a guy like him, Paul George is still one of the best players in the league, in my opinion, one of the better scorers in the league. You know, when you lose a guy like him, it's going to hurt your offense, obviously. So, I mean, Phoenix is definitely going to take this series. I would say, six games could be six games. I mean, it's just so tough, man. I know some guys, some of you guys are going to get on me about this, but man, I do think the Suns are going to win this series. I definitely do. You know, Kevin Durant, the first player in NBA history with 55, 40, and 90 season. He's so efficient, man. And I do think that when you have a guy like him on the floor, it's going to be very, very difficult to lose. So I would say the Phoenix Suns are going to win that series in six games. But moving on to the first and the second seed in the Western Conference, you know, I do think the Lakers are going to win tonight in the play-in against Minnesota, like I said. So I'm going to presume that they are going to play the Memphis Grizzlies. 7 seed versus the 2 seed. Memphis has been great all season. Ja Morant, well, you know, being led by Ja Morant, Jaren Jackson Jr., Defensive Player of the Year candidate. You know, Steven Adams being out, that's definitely going to hurt him. You know, just because of, you don't have another guy to guard Anthony Davis. But, you know, Desmond Bain, you have Dylan Brooks who can guard. You know, you have some guys that can get the job done defensively. And, you know, you have scoring with those guys as well. You have, you know, you have Tyus Jones coming off the bench. He's been a very, very efficient point guard for Memphis. Luke Kennard, he's definitely kind of a spot up guy. Like I said, obviously Ja Morant is gonna get you some buckets. You know, Jaren Jackson Jr. is gonna defend the rim. His assignment is definitely gonna be Anthony Davis. And you know, and I saw a couple people say this, man, if the Lakers are healthy, they can make an NBA Finals run. I really believe it. I honestly do. I know I'm not the only one that thinks that. I know I'm not. If the Los Angeles Lakers are healthy, they can make an NBA Finals run. I'm not saying they'll win it. I'm saying they can make a run to the NBA Finals. Healthy LA Lakers team, Anthony Davis playing MVP caliber basketball, LeBron James doing what he does, D'Angelo Russell, Malik Beasley, Jared Vanderbilt, a supporting cast for the Lakers, Dennis Schroeder doing what he needs to do. I mean, this Lakers team can make a run. And looking at the bracket, when you think about it, looking at the bracket, you know, the 2 seed and the 7 seed are going to play the 3-6 team, the winner of the 3-6 series. And, you know, if the Golden State Warriors win, you would have Golden State against LA in the second round. And that'd be a great series. And I don't know how that plays out. You know, I don't know who, you know, Draymond Green guarding Anthony Davis. It's, you know, everyone knows Anthony Davis is just top 5 player in the league when he's healthy, for sure. Top 5 talent. Draymond Green guarding Anthony Davis that entire series. I mean, obviously they're going to throw bodies at him. They're going to throw different looks at him. But with Draymond being the primary defender on Anthony Davis, it might not be that tough. But, you know, Draymond's going to make everything tough. So, man, the Lakers can make a run, man. And I'm not even a Lakers fan. Like, they can make a run if healthy. If everything has to go their way, though. Everything has to go their way. The Memphis Grizzlies have to try to... If they get away from their brand of basketball, which is the run and gun, which is the, you know, put the ball in Ja Morant's hands and let him go downhill and, you know, everyone else kind of caters to his game. If they get away from that formula, I do think the Lakers have a chance to win. But if the Memphis Grizzlies execute that formula very, very well and limit the LA Lakers to, you know, I would say not have a paint presence because of Anthony Davis, if they limit his touches, make it very, very tough for him defensively, then Memphis will come out on top. But man, it's just so hard to go against LeBron and the Lakers, bro. It's really, really hard. And I do think that it's going to be a great series, and a lot of people are picking Memphis. But man, that's why this episode is going to be so, this episode is so great, because you have a lot of great teams, guys. You have a lot of great teams, and it's, man, I mean, Memphis is great, man. I don't know, guys. I don't know, man. Memphis is great, but the Lakers, dog. I think the Lakers can make a run. And I do think, right, you know what? I'm going to say it. Might not be a hot take to many people, but the Lakers are going to win that series in 7 games. If healthy, the Lakers are going to win that series in 7 games. If executed well, you know, everyone's, you know, efficient, the Lakers can win that series in 7 games. And Memphis is a solid team, though, man. You know what? I'm gonna stick with that pick, guys. I'm not gonna dwell on it. Lakers in 7 against the Memphis Grizzlies. I'm sticking to it. The three seed, and the 6 seed. I said Golden State in 7 against Sacramento. The 4-5 seed. I'm taking the Phoenix Suns in 6 games because of Paul George's injury for the Clippers. And now the number 1 seed. I would presume that the New Orleans Pelicans are going to win that series. In the play-in against the Oklahoma City Thunder. I want to see SGA in the playoffs, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. They have a great, great, you know, young team in OKC. They play really well together, and they definitely have a lot of chemistry. That's something I noticed about them when I watched them. Have a lot of chemistry. They're young. Everybody's has almost fresh legs all the time. You have Jalen Williams. Both Jalen Williams playing great basketball. Lou Dort, Josh Giddey. You know, you have guys like that who can, you know, make an impact offensively. And they have guys who can guard as well. But I honestly do believe that the Pelicans are going to win that game. But I do want to see SGA in the playoffs because, when you see a player like that who's that talented offensively, you want to see him go against the top dogs and just see what he can do. So I'm going to put the Pelicans in that 8th seed against the Denver Nuggets. I do believe that the Denver Nuggets are going to come out on top in that series. I believe in 6 games. The Pelicans just don't have enough. If they had Zion, I mean, the Pelicans wouldn't even be in the 9th seed if they had Zion Williamson. They would probably be a top 4 seed, in my opinion. But without Zion Williamson, with just Brandon Ingram and CJ McCollum, I do think that, and they have a great supporting cast as well, but the Denver Nuggets, they're just too talented offensively. I don't think there's anyone who can really, you know, deal with Jokic facilitating, scoring, rebounding, passing. I don't think they can deal with that. So I do think the Denver Nuggets are going to win that series in 6 games. But overall, guys, for the Western Conference, just to wrap it up, I mean, the Western Conference is just tremendous, guys. Like, it's so many good teams, man. So many good teams. And I know one team has to come out on top, and it's going to be very, very interesting to see who. But, you know, it all starts with the defending champs, man. The defending champs, they're with Andrew Wiggins coming back as well. Andrew Wiggins, he has to get a rhythm going. He has to get himself going for being out that long. But if he comes back and he's doing what he does as the Andrew Wiggins that we know him to be, especially last season in the playoffs, man, the Golden State Warriors can definitely make a run again to the NBA Finals. But moving on to the Eastern Conference, we're going to do the same. We're going to start off with the 4-5 seed and the 3-6 seed. The 3 seed, Philadelphia 76ers, and the 6 seed, Brooklyn Nets. I do think that the Brooklyn Nets, they might get one game. Philly's going to win this series. I wouldn't say easily. Philly's going to win this series, though. I believe in five games. Brooklyn might get one game just because of, you know, the team chemistry that they have. And in a short period of time, I would say. And, you know, the play of Mikal Bridges, he's been tremendous. I mean, he's been great. But the way they play as a team, I do think that they can get one game at least. Well, at most, I would say one game. But more than one game, I just don't see it. They may get swept, honestly, because there's no one in that series that can guard Joel Embiid. Nick Claxton, he's too, you know, too small. 6'9", he kind of frail. He's just too small. With the way James Harden is playing, with the way Tyrese Maxey is playing, I mean, the Sixers can make an NBA Finals run for sure. So I definitely do think that they're going to win that series in five games. And then for the fourth seed and the fifth seed, Cleveland Cavaliers at 4, New York Knicks at 5. This is interesting. Tom Thibodeau is a great, great coach. He can come up with a great defensive game plan for Donovan Mitchell. However, I don't think the Knicks have enough. I don't think so. I think Donovan Mitchell, the way he's playing, the way he's played this season, the way he's controlled the offensive firepower for the Cleveland Cavaliers, the way he's, you know, it's 71 points this season in a game. I mean, he's been very, very efficient this season. He knows what he's capable of. And having a fresh start in Cleveland has definitely, you know, given him a free mind frame. You know, he's playing, he's going out there and just playing. You know, he's having fun out there. And they have great chemistry as well on the Cleveland Cavaliers team. Darius Garland, you know, with the Twin Towers in there, Evan Mobley and Jared Allen. You know, Isaac Okoro as well. You know, Caris LeVert. They have a solid team, man. Cleveland is good. They're a good team. And I do think that Cleveland's going to win this series in six games. You know, maybe New York can push it to a seventh game. I do think Cleveland closes it out in six, though. The Knicks just don't have enough. Jalen Brunson has been tremendous this season. Julius Randle has been great. Emmanuel Quickley, he's had a great, great run this past month where he was, you know, when Jalen Brown was out for that, you know, time frame. He's had a great, great month. And going into the playoffs, that's definitely a confidence booster for him. But, you know, man, Cleveland, man, I just think they're just too good offensively, defensively. They're just a good team, man. They're a solid team. You know, but like I said, it can go six games, it can go seven games. I can see it going either of those. I do think Cleveland's gonna win that series. We're gonna go to the two seed Boston Celtics against. They play, well, we don't know if they play yet, obviously. Miami and Atlanta play tonight. And I would presume that Miami's gonna win that game. So I'm gonna put Miami in that seventh seed against the Boston Celtics. And this is the worst case scenario for the Boston Celtics. Last season, went to seven games against Miami. If Jimmy Butler hits that shot, send Boston home. You know, but it comes off the front rim. Boston ends up winning that game and going to the NBA Finals. And this, like I said, it's the worst possible scenario for Boston. You have a tough, tough team. You played them last season. You know what they're going to do. They know what you're going to do. Man. I do see... This series can even go seven games. Honestly, I do think it may go seven games. But I do think Boston is going to win the series, obviously. It's going to be very, very tough for them. Very, very tough. And when you don't have a guy like Robert Williams, I do think if Robert Williams comes back and he's doing what Robert Williams does, you know, especially last year in the finals where he was great, blocking shots, getting rebounds, catching alley-oops, defending the rim. If he comes back and he's that, the Boston Celtics are going to, they may make an NBA Finals run. But if they don't have him, I don't see it. Al Horford on your front line, he's older, you know, he still can do some good things, but he's an older guy, man. And Grant Williams and Luke Kornet, that's not enough to guard bigs like Giannis and Embiid. You know, it's just not enough, simple as that. So Robert Williams comes back, I do think that they can make an NBA Finals run, but if they don't have him, I don't think it's gonna happen. But they're gonna win that series against Miami, I believe, in six games, maybe seven if Miami plays them very, very tough. But the first seed, obviously the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm thinking that in the play-in tomorrow, the Bulls play the Toronto Raptors. I'm hoping the Bulls win that game, obviously, because I want to see my Chicago Bulls in the playoffs. I'm still a Chicago fan at heart, guys, even though it doesn't sound like it. I love my Bulls. Had a terrible season this year, but we can get in the playoffs, maybe, push Milwaukee to five games. Maybe we don't get swept. Push Milwaukee to five games, maybe, and then, just compete. That's all I really want to see from my Bulls. But I'm going to put them in the eighth seed. And, last season they played, they played each other in the playoffs. Chris Middleton, that's when he went out with his injury. Milwaukee Bucks obviously still won that series. And I do think that Giannis is going to be too much for that front line of the Bulls. Vucevic, he's not really a defensive guy, on that front line. And, with the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine being the focal point of their offense, you still have Andre Drummond coming off the bench. You have guys like that, but you acquired Patrick Beverley as well. I do think that, that front line is just not enough. With the trees that the Bucks have, Brook Lopez, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Bobby Portis, guys like that, they have long athletic guys who can defend, who can rebound, who can score. But it's just going to be too much. They may get swept, but I would like to see it go five games. Wouldn't be surprised if they get swept, though. But holistically, guys, man, this is going to be a great, great playoffs, especially in the Western Conference. These games, man, I don't remember a time where the Western Conference has been so up in the air in the last 5-10 seasons. I cannot think of a time. The Western Conference is such a great, you don't know what teams can win. You don't know. At least that's what I think. You don't know what teams can win. The Phoenix Suns could make an NBA Finals run. The Clippers, Paul George comes back healthy, can make an NBA Finals run. The Sacramento Kings, although inexperienced, they have the offense to do so. The game is about a bucket. They have the offense to make a deep playoff run, for sure. Led by De'Aaron Fox and Sabonis and Malik Monk off the bench, they have the personnel to make a deep playoff run with that offense, the high-powered offense. The defending champ, Golden State Warriors. You can't count the defending champ out. I would never do something like that. If you come off a championship and you have almost the same personnel, why not? I don't see why people can't see the Golden State Warriors back in the finals. I can't, The Denver Nuggets, they with Nikola Jokic coming back, they had a rough month, a rough few weeks. But if they get it all together, I do think that they can make a deep run. It has to be this year, though. Nikola Jokic, is no more excuses for him. Two-time MVP, he has to get it done this season. And the Lakers and the Grizzlies, I mean, two teams are great. The Lakers, if healthy, can make a deep playoff run, an NBA Finals run. The Memphis as well, led by Ja Morant. In that offense, they can defend very well. They just have that it factor, I would say, in Memphis. And then in the East, it's a three-team race, in my opinion. Bucks, Sixers, and the Celtics. Celtics don't have Robert Williams. I don't see them making the NBA Finals run. On that front line, it's just not going to be enough for them, especially going against teams, like I said, against the Sixers and the Bucks. The Sixers, if Tyrese Maxey, he's definitely going to have to be that X factor. If he's the X factor, if he's playing well offensively, they can make a deep playoff run. They can probably go to the NBA Finals. The Bucks, it all comes down to Chris Middleton's health. If Chris Middleton's healthy, closing games out in the fourth quarter and letting Giannis do his thing in the first and second and third quarters, and he closes the game out of the fourth quarter, Milwaukee being that good defensively and Drew Holiday filling in all those gaps, I do think that the Milwaukee Bucks are going to make an NBA Finals run. And those are my picks. The Bucks are going to make the NBA Finals. They're going to win the championship. Giannis is going to get his second ring, guys. But I'm kind of rambling here right now. But that's my pick, guys. The Bucks are going to win the NBA Finals and they're going to win the championship. But with that being said, this is the end of the show. I appreciate all my listeners out there. I appreciate all you guys tuning in to my podcast and the ones who follow my Instagram at Head Honcho Sports and, my Twitter at Head Honcho Sports as well. I'm going to link those in the description below. This is the playoff preview episode, guys, and I will see you guys next week. Peace out.